hands down, one of the most passionate and determined people I have met in the wellness arena is today's guest and my friend and fellow wellness warrior sister, Tanya Franzen. Her passion for helping the community be healthier is uncompromising. We could have easily chatted the entire afternoon, but we were able to condense today's episode into a little over 30 minutes, and we literally just scratched the surface. She will be back. But for starters, I wanted you to hear her story. I wanted you to hear another example of how each of us, in our own way, and through overcoming our own health struggles, are now committed to paying it forward and helping our neighbors and friends and community live a healthier life too. Hello, friends, it's Missy, and this is my podcast. This is me at 50. Let's chat about what it looks like and feels like to go from your best life in your 40s to an even better life in your 50s while navigating hormones, perimenopause, and menopause. Let's talk about finding balance over perfection, nourishing your body in the role nutrition plays, healthy movement, who you should surround yourself with and why that matters, anxiety, hot flashes, concentration, focus, sleep, cooking, relationships, and friends, all the things. This is me at 50. Now, before I move on, I want to make sure you're getting the best information because I love sharing. As a professional health coach, I am passionate about educating and providing quality information with the goal of creating a healthier community. Be sure to check out the show notes and sign up for my Authentic Wellness mailing list. This is an awesome resource for recipes, upcoming events, and more great information on ways that you can create that healthy lifestyle that you want. Just click on the link to sign up, or you can also sign up by visiting my website, authenticwellness.net. And as a nice bonus, I'll send you an awesome freebie for joining my community of fun. Welcome, Tanya. I am so happy you are here.
Thank you.
So tell us who you are.
I'm Tanya Franzen. I own Plantonic Cafe in Hartford, and it's a plant-based cafe, gluten-free, dairy-free, preservative-free, white sugar-free, soy-free, egg-free.
It's phenomenal. So how long has Plantonic been open?
Exactly 4 years.
Oh, 4 years. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So did you always know that's what you wanted to do?
Not initially. I've always had a passion for foods. I started my first 30 years of my career as a hairstylist and, you know, maybe more so in the sense of education, you know, learning to educate people on a different level and then help people on a different level and see success, see progress. The hair was always more of an holistic approach there also, essential oil-based, organic-based. As my health increased, so did my learning of hair products increase. But started my journey with Aveda, which was the original organic back in the 30-year-ago days. So jumping forward, or maybe let's say going backwards, always had a passion for cooking that back when we got married, we got the cookbook Taste of Home and the quick cooking. And that kind of inspired me to get outside my box, get more ingredients, get more love, more inspiration. Always was sharing with people my creations, especially coming to work with my little baked goods.
Oh, so you were one of those people that brought the treats all the time. I bet
yes.
You still do. But now, yes, that's awesome.
A little less due to time. Yeah. And then ironically, I had another family member who was, you know, up in the ante. And then I learned more like, oh, there's more to this. And then my own health started to decrease. And back then, not knowing what was going on, of course, but it was the time where having more wheat in your diet, more whole grains. At that time, organic was just starting to be talked about. The GMOs were just starting to be talked about. So in the eat more whole grains, I was always very health conscious of what I was putting in my body and always tried to put natural things in, but not knowing that I was actually creating more illness in my body. You never know what came first, the chicken or the egg, but long and short of it, you know, a lot of pain, a lot of anxiety, hives, discomfort, sleep, hot flashes, mood, anxiety, things that I was going to my doctor for year after year, just at your yearly appointments, bringing up and saying, okay, this is getting worse, that is getting worse. Could it be my thyroid? Could it be? Thankfully, my doctor at that time was like, well, okay, let's see how we can manage this. How did we get here? And then finally, your cup runneth over. You know, your body can only take so much. And I went in and kind of on my drive there thought, you know what? I think food is, it's kind of what is making my cup run over right now. Definitely had to figure out if I don't change something, I'm miserable. My husband's miserable because I'm miserable and I need to figure this out. I did find a holistic practitioner because I was never one to put drugs in my body other than allergy meds because I was really for many, many, well, really actually looking back most of my life, I had allergy issues, but I didn't know it. Definitely always dealt with dairy. I ended up in the emergency room when I was 5 years old from eating too much chocolate.
Oh my gosh.
And so I always thought I was allergic to chocolate, but as it turned out, it was the milk in there. And let me tell you, I ate a massive amount. It was an unsupervised amount of chocolate.
Unsupervised. I like that.
I was unsupervised. But to be sent home with, it was embarrassingly gas. But anyway, enough that my parents took me to the emergency room. So then, yeah, just learning, connecting all the pieces later that gut health, my gut health was what contributed to the anxiety getting worse, the pain getting worse, the food allergies getting worse. So leaky gut was part of that. Unfortunately, Lyme's is in my system. That's part of that. The thyroid, the candida, which comes with it. So I was a hot mess. Mm-hmm. On the outside, maybe I didn't appear that way, but I was. It was a challenging time. And when I had talked with my naturopath, one of the things that I said that maybe helped make me survive and keep pushing through was power walking, because it was probably helping keep my lymph system moving. That was the one thing that I could calm myself down with, you know, be outside, get in nature. So I always took just a minor walk and then saw one marathon happen and had people inspire me to, you know, go beyond that and do some more. So I like to put myself up for some healthy challenges. So yeah, with that, you just learn to grow, learned more about the foods, learned what was affecting my health, but what also could help make me feel better. Taking the foods out that were I was sensitive to. I did have a very long laundry list of foods that I couldn't eat with leaky gut. I think my sensitivity list was about 75 items. Okay. Not 100% all foods, but almost all of them. But the good news is taking away what I couldn't eat, supplementing my body with what I had to, you know, do because I was very malnutritioned. So when I was at my thinnest, my body was not absorbing food. I was losing weight, as every woman loves to do. And I thought I was just losing weight because I'm trying hard. But as it turned out, even when I was starting to eat more and more healthy foods, I was losing more and more weight. And now that I know what I know, my body was even thriving on.
And I think that I don't want to interrupt because I love this, but that I think you're making a really important point. I think sometimes people look at skinny people, right? And they think, oh, look at that skinny person. Skinny does not equal healthy, right? And it's, you know, there's a term, it's called skinny fat, right? Where, you know, if your body on the inside isn't healthy, skinny can be a reflection of malnourishment, right? Making that assumption is really not accurate. And it speaks to, I think, our culture and our culture's creation of what the perfect body looks like. And so we grow up thinking, you know, it's all about weight loss. It's about the number on the scale. It's about looking a certain way. Mm-hmm. When in fact, you know, when you have a situation like you were going through, which was, I'm sure, incredibly overwhelming, and you probably were just trying to find your way out of it and working through all of that, you were rebuilding your health from the inside out and becoming a healthy, wonderful person. Mm-hmm. So I love that you said that because I think it's important because a lot of times I think people think skinny equals healthy, and that is not the case.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a hard journey because then when you learn what's not beneficial for the body and what's beneficial for the body, when you think you're already doing something healthy and then you learn that what you're doing is fighting your body and then you have to learn what you need to do to How do you be healthier?
Right? How do you be healthier? And, you know, to your point, you were eating more, but you were still losing weight. Because when you shift, right, mm-hmm. and you start eating the right foods, because I think the other thing is, too, we think there's some kind of calorie restriction, right? It's all about calories, and we're so focused on that. And that's not the case mm-hmm. either, right? It's about the nutrients right. and how you're fueling your body. Right. And are you putting the right nutrients in your body so it can show up and do what it needs to do? Right.
And what I learned back then was, so I made everything homemade. I made my son's food, my baby food. Mm. I had my own garden. I took a recipe and I was like, I can make that healthier. I'd be out to a restaurant and be like, I want to create that in a different way. But I didn't know about reading ingredient labels. I didn't know. Of course, we didn't know back then that our food system was becoming more toxic. And so, yeah, once you're eating real foods and your body knows what to do with it, eventually the weight will fall off, the weight that needs to go away, a lot of inflammation, a lot of your chemicals that are being stored in your tissues. And then you just have to learn how to go with that and live that new lifestyle. And it can be a little bit isolating at first because you're struggling with yourself. You're struggling with how do you eat out. We hear in our cafe all the time, I don't even know what to eat. How do you eat? Where do you eat? We just had somebody yesterday. We love to be a good resource for that. And guess we're kind of jumping ahead there, but
that's okay.
But yeah, it's pretty eye-opening when you think you're already doing something healthy, and my version of healthy is not going to be the next person's version of healthy. For my body, gluten is pretty toxic. Dairy is very toxic. Those are the two main things that I really have to stay away from. But I do try to keep out any added things that we can't pronounce. We don't know what the label says. Our body doesn't know what it's saying. But how can we create that healthier in the kitchen? With more flavor, more excitement, more colors of the rainbow. That's really what, in the big grand scheme of things, if we're not getting all those nutrients in our body, we can't thrive.
I love that. So you started down a path of healing yourself. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming your family kind of came along for the ride, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. when you're the one doing the cooking, mm-hmm. or does your husband help, or how did you all approach that?
Yes, yes, and yes. In some ways, no, right? So, you know, what we hear in the cafe is, and I'm sure most people can relate, is sometimes it's one-sided. I was very fortunate. My husband was 100% backing me when I said, I think this is what I need to do to heal. And he's like, go for it. He just, anything it took to make me feel better. And as long as I felt the results, he trusted that it was going to work. So he wasn't picky. At that time, I didn't work as much. So I was able to be in the kitchen a lot. And yeah, he ate anything that I made. And my son also, I was that mom that I made all homemade stuff, homemade snacks, homemade everything. So he didn't really know a big difference. But so my husband, he didn't think he had anything, any little nagging issues, but he noticed a big change in his sleep. He started losing weight. He started feeling more energy. Just little skin dry spots went away. Just little things like that. Same with myself, getting, you know, less anxiety, better sleep. I think at that same time, I started going through all the menopausal stuff and we weren't sure because that can be so similar to all the other things that I was dealing with. So mm-hmm. in the end, it kind of was all, and maybe it started it all, but I was very young. I was only 37, 38 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. And then my son, now he really had no issues either, but he was in fifth grade and 6 weeks in, I was at a piano lesson with him, and I sat through all piano lessons because I also have a music background, and I noticed that he was really paying attention a lot better, and he was not a hyperactive child. He was more of a really laid back, kind of child, mm-hmm. boy. I said to his piano teacher, do you know a difference in him? She's like, yeah, he's really like here. He's really focused. What changed? And I'm like, well, we took dairy and gluten out of our diet and cleaned it up, and she's like, wow. And then we were at a basketball banquet. One of his basketball coaches had some severe gut issues going on, intestinal issues going on. And we got talking and I said, yeah, told him my journey. And he's like, and I told him how I noticed a difference in my son. He goes, you know, I was going to ask you if you had a conversation with him about respectfully paying attention to your coach.
Yeah.
And he's like, this makes so much sense. And he did not understand the journey. This is where my journey comes in now. It hurts me to hear when people are struggling and how much I can just say something like, what I went through and how it changed, really in the big grand scheme of things, just minor and major things, and how they hadn't heard that before. How it could, like, really just changing my foods could do that, you know? So I'm like, yeah, you just got to try to take out those, you know, the big ones, gluten. I know it's not the bad guy, but it's not the good guy. And that's where my heart comes in, is where I just want to help people, because it can be simple. It's not easy, but it can be simple with the right support, with the right people, with the right testing, with the right knowledge, and just finding those people. And it's becoming a world of more and more awareness. Yeah. I mean, I go home feeling for people. I am a compassionate person, which I've met you in our, in our Reiki courses. Yeah. It just being able to help people on so many levels, you know, I mean, I'm not that old. I feel, I feel so young. Yeah. When you take a step back and look at the journey of helping people, I just would have never realized today I'm doing what I am doing, and how that has impacted people across so many different areas. And not just food. It can be helping somebody buy a car or find a partner or a child's tutor, or, you know, it just, it's so much more. It's about support.
But how impactful for you to hear from the piano teacher and the coach that your son's ability to show up in everything that he was doing was better. Like, from a mom, like, that's just got to make your mom heart happy, right? Because then you know you're helping him be his very best person as he's growing up. And the impact of food and the impact of nutrition and just for you to make that a priority for him is helping him be this incredible person. And your husband, you know, having those, having the positive influence as well, probably helped him to see, okay, we have to keep doing this, right? And so I think it's really important, because sometimes I think people struggle and they say, well, I don't want to punish my kids by not giving them those fruit snacks or those, all of that Halloween candy or whatever the case may be. And, you know, really, it's not a punishment. You're fueling those people and the people that you love with all of the wonderful things their body needs so they can show up differently in the world. So I love that, that you shared that.
You just, you have to find the recipes that correlate with that and then educate with that. So I, when I was educating my son, educating my husband, like, this is why I made this and why we're doing that and why we're packing your lunch, and turning it into a healing mind for themselves also. Was there a little pushback here and there? Of course, you know, but it kind of comes full circle. My husband is now, all of a sudden, his steamrolling passion is coming out, which is really cool. And my son too, he recognizes it in others, and he'll plant little seeds with them, as boys are. They don't talk a lot. But when he tells me some examples of things, I'm like, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah. It's really cool. He's using your words. I love that. I think that is a great point. And in listening to you, it sounds like one of your initial struggles with all of this was there really wasn't community. There really weren't resources for you, right? This is, you know, what is this, 10, 15 years ago, right? So the whole wellness wasn't as trendy as it is now, right? And so I think for you, it sounds like there was a lot of work that you had to do to research and really prove things out and understand what were good choices or bad choices. And because you're wired that way, it suited you well, right, to do that work. But you've kind of flipped that and noticed that that was your struggle. So now it's almost like your passion is helping create that thriving community to help other people, right? So it's not as hard, and you want to share what it is that you've learned and your experience and kind of pay it forward, right? And that's fabulous. So is that, so what was the day that you said, you know what, I think I want to open a restaurant? Like, where did that go from, like, the doing all this stuff in your house to let's just feed the world?
Well, there was a lot of no's. I don't want to do that. But sometimes in the end, that's just what makes the most sense. And it comes full circle, right? So you go from having people try your baked goods, your yummy stuff, your whatever, And then you go and you're like, okay, now I got to do this on a different level. And then you get so excited because you've created a whole new healthy thing and you want to share even more. And then you're like, now I just made a cheese sauce with no cheese. The world's got to taste this. And then it's, now I took all my juice pulp and I made crackers. And I show up at the basketball games and the baseball games for all the parents. I'm like, try, try, try. And the looks on the people's faces. But you know what? What I've learned is everybody's willing to try. That's what gets me inspired, you know, to go home and be like, how can I create this on the healthiest version I can do it? So yeah, I was like, do I cook it for people? Do I take them to a grocery store and go through their pantries and show them how to cook better, how to grocery shop better? I love grocery stores. Like, that is probably my, you know, pantry hoarder kind of mentality.
Uh-huh. Love it. Mm-hmm.
But in the natural world, there's a little less options to hoard. So that's good. And then it's, where do you find these items? Where do you shop for them? Where can you find the best prices? I don't want to say deals, because sometimes when you're working in this world, there aren't deals to be had like there is in the other world. And yeah, so I was wanting to, on a bigger scale, how can I help people? So I actually wanted to do wholesale when I started. I wanted to get in places like the Y, the wellness centers, your outposts, your, you name it. I wanted to get salads and soups and juices and all these unique raw desserts out there, because one small place, how could I do enough, right? I knew it was going to be a lot of work. And I kind of, as much as I'm extroverted, I'm kind of introverted. And I wanted to just play my music and have my peaceful backyard and just cook and kind of be behind the scenes. And then my husband's like, no, you know, I think you should have a cafe. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. So in the meantime, I kind of just let it all set aside. I don't rush things. I'm very patient with everything in my life. So I was like, all right, well, something will come along. I'm not going to rush it. I'm just going to think about it, see what happens. So I was out walking one day and I came home. I'm like, honey, we can have a commercial kitchen in our backyard. It just came to me. And I asked for answers and there they were. And he's like, okay, well, let's get some quotes. I mean, he's so supportive. Oh, he is it. So supportive. Too good, right? So anyway, so we did. We had some contractors come in. We talked with the zoning and let's jump ahead. Didn't work out. In the meantime, I took Reiki, because I loved doing hair, but I knew I needed something else. So in the Reiki, I believe that opened up everything kind of just coming together. Mm-hmm. So when I started doing Reiki, and I didn't even know about Reiki. I had it done about 4 or 5 years into my healing. Never heard of it. Never even realized it was out there. And what I do believe is my body wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready for that journey yet, because I had so much internal healing to do. And I believe my health probably declined because of hanging on to some past stuff. And when I did some energy work, I realized there's a lot more levels to healing. And I wanted to explore those more. Like, could maybe that be my next passion? So I did Reiki. I did it more as a complimentary service. I did not charge people for it. I let them pay for what they wanted. I went to one place that did some yoga for a few sessions, and they had that modality. And I thought, you know what? That is neat. It takes the pressure of the money off of it. And this is new to people. They don't know what it is. I want them to be able to try it and feel it, kind of like my foods, right? So I only did it about 6 weeks. And yeah, all of a sudden the food stuff all started. Plantana Cafe is located in Lotus Be Well. Trish, who owns Lotus Be Well, asked if we would have a cafe, because I was coming there, having some Reiki, doing some of her services. And of course, I always walked in with all my little salads and treats and juices. And she's like, we would love to have a place. And would you join us? And I was like, yeah, I wasn't ready to give up hair. I wasn't even sure that I was ready, but I didn't know that. I was trying to figure that out. So she helped plant a seed for sure. I said no, because I really wanted to explore the wholesale thing. And that just, it fizzled out at our house. And, you know, everything's meant to be. So came back to her, said, you know, we're interested. She's like, oh, no, I don't know if I have space. And then all of a sudden, it all came together. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I decided, yeah, it was the best way to do it. And when I thought about being in my own commercial kitchen and everything that it was going to entail, how was I going to be able to actually tell people about these foods and how it was going to actually work for them? I wasn't. Now I get to do more one-on-one, face-to-face, customize things for people. We definitely are designed for people with sensitivities, but that's not our main purpose. Our main purpose is to try to help people definitely feel the difference, find their support, help them learn what hurts the body, you know, say plant-based more, get back to the basics of food, real food, what that's going to do for us, and try it. You don't have to be scared of it. You know, you go to a restaurant and eat a salad, guess what? That's plant-based eating. That doesn't mean it all has to be, it doesn't mean don't label it as plant-based or don't think a plant-based is only a salad. It just means we're taking out the crap out of the food and we're eating real food.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the different foods that you offer?
So we definitely do our fresh juices. And one thing that I like to focus about our juices, and there's different types of processing of juices. There's none that are right or wrong. I say if you are getting anything fresh in your body, that is the number one most important thing. Our juices, I do not use a lot of sweet fruits. I do not like to throw a lot of, and fruit's not a bad thing, but depending on where your body is at, so say like if you're struggling with Lyme's disease, you have to be very careful how much sweet fruits you put in your body. So I'm coming from that background of what creates inflammation in my body. And now I'm learning more. I mean, we know this, but the more you hear it on a daily basis of what's raising blood sugars and what balances blood sugars, you're talking about your fibers and your proteins. Mm-hmm. And so I like our juices to be more vegetable based. So I'm not using your pineapples and your melons. You know, we're using celery and cucumber and carrots and beets. Why are those in those products? And then our juice system still leaves a little fiber in there. It helps move the system. So juice is going to help you go to the bathroom better. It's going to help detox. It's going to help actually get a lot of minerals and vitamins in your body. So there's so many benefits to juicing. Do we try to present it as a cleanse or a this is a way of life? No. If people want to do that, I can educate them on how to go about that for them. I don't think there's one right juice cleanse for anybody. Or one wrong way. I just think
there are ways, and you help people. So if somebody would come in and say, well, these are my issues, I'm thinking about doing, people all the time, right? I heard I should do a juice cleanse, right? And they don't, that's really the extent of what people know. So you're able to say, here are different options.
Yep.
Here's what's in the juices and here's how they can help you because there's different ways.
Right.
That's
fabulous.
And if
you want to do one bottle of juice a day, or if you want to do a 7-day juice cleanse, there's no right or wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, we just make it
flexible for the person, right? Which you have to do because we're all different.
Right.
And that's wonderful.
And then we can customize. So I've tried to create them so they all have different values, different supports. Mm-hmm. But if they want something created just for them, that is what I love to do.
That's probably fun for you.
I love
you. You're probably like, bring it on. I'm going to figure it out.
Do it in a smoothie. Do it in a smoothie bowl. Gets a little trickier with desserts and salads because of we don't do them on site. Or I shouldn't say on site. We do them on site, but we don't do them on demand. We are designed to be more of a grab and go. Why did I do that? Because people are busy. And I've often thought about women who maybe are a little nervous to go sit in a restaurant alone. You know, I used to hear that I could never go sit in a restaurant by myself. So that's not what we're there for. We're there for support. We're there for ease. We're there for customization. Or just, it's a great place. All of our customers become a community. And it's really, really, really cool. I often stand back and I get a little teary-eyed because or somebody leaves and I'm just like, wow. It's really cool.
They probably share their stories.
They do.
And, you know, they know because you can tell just in listening to you, your passion, that you're really coming from a place of wanting to help people.
Yeah.
And people pick up on that,
right?
And when they know that, well, then they probably want to share their story and say, this is how you're helping me or this is what you're helping me do. And so, you know, they probably feel so much gratitude.
Right.
I know for myself, I send people there all of the time, right? Because when you're wanting to explore, right? I love that you love being in the kitchen. I'm not that person, right? And so I can do some basic things in the kitchen, but if I can go to a place where you have a cooler that I can open up and I can try different chia pudding and I can try a chocolate pudding that, you know, is good for me and it doesn't have dairy in it. And, you know, grab those things and test them and try right. them. That is, I think, an awesome resource for people.
Right, right.
And that's probably how you hook them, right? That's how you get them in the door, right? Because
yeah,
they try something and they're like, well, I'm going to come back and I'm going right. to bring a friend or, you know, whatever.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we have those puddings. We have those desserts, mm-hmm. raw desserts. How are they going to support the body?
Yeah.
Fat, protein.
Right. All the nutrients.
Yeah.
And they taste so good.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. They're yeah. wonderful.
And soups and salads.
Yes.
A lot of soups and salads.
Sure.
And that's where those are great, too. I mean, of course, we all love desserts, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes they get a little more sold, a little more than anything. But why? Because they're a healthy option.
Well, and it's a safe thing.
It is.
To be honest, it's safe. It's like, okay, well, I really like this thing. And I often think, like with desserts, that's usually what gets me in trouble. So if there's a healthier option, okay, I'm going to try that, right? Because
right.
I know I'm going to be making a really great impact on my nutrition
right.
if I can swap or
right.
find a healthier that.
And yeah. most people realize that they don't have to eat
yeah.
even half the dessert, that they get full on it because your body is getting so much nutrition that it knows what to do with it. And it's like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, you didn't mm-hmm. feed me anything. You're feeding me empty calories. So you keep eating.
Right.
You're trying to fulfill that nutritional value and you don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with our stuff, yeah, we
That's
definitely.
Wonderful. So it's cold and flu season. Mm-hmm. Are you all about immunity these
oh,
days?
Oh, gosh. Yes.
What are your top,
yes.
top immunity
yeah.
boosters?
Yeah. Right now we have two juices that are our two top sellers. Our ultimate top seller all the time, ironically, is called Ultimate Wellness Tonic. Carrot, apple, lemon, ginger, and turmeric. Big immune boosting, big fighters, and actually inflammation fighters. Our immune boost juice also has those ingredients. It is a little bit more nutrient dense because it has actually all of our juicing ingredients from carrot, lemon, lime, beet, celery, cucumber, greens. But one of the other magic ones in there besides the ginger and turmeric is fresh garlic. So we put the fresh garlic bulbs in there because it is known to help be a big fighter for our systems. So those two go out the door hand in hand. I get exposed to whatever it is every day, let me tell you.
I believe it. Yeah.
Because they're coming in, they're like, I feel awful. What can I take? We have one smoothie. And now, mind you, all of our foods are, they're healing. If it's a smoothie, you know, we're like, okay, I'm dehydrated. I've been depleted. I haven't been eating enough. You know, we have one for that. But with this cold and flu season and people are struggling, our winter elixir has been our big one. Yesterday, we sold like most of the people that came in. We're like, I want that winter elixir because I feel the difference. I've created all these smoothies for those different purposes and reasons. Now, are there a few that are for fun? Absolutely. But I can say, you know what? That chocolate in there, that cacao, mm-hmm. Ixnay the chocolate, that cacao in there, that's giving yeah. you magnesium, that's giving you iron, that's giving you a good source of energy. So, you know, pointing out some of those things, like we can still have it taste good, but what is it going to support? So when I created our smoothies, they are nutrient dense. We hear a lot of people coming in from the gym or their doctor's been telling them, I need more protein. So yeah, we just try to give them more different avenues. I've helped a lot of people give them ideas at home. You know, I'm like, yes, I want them coming back, but oh my gosh, if they are going home and because of you, we hear that all the time, we are creating our smoothies in the morning. Because of you, I've learned about X, Y, and Z, or we're now incorporating whatever it might be that they've learned. And opening the cafe, it was never about making money. It was about helping people.
And that's a wrap for today, my friends. I hope this episode was helpful for you. If you liked what you heard, I would really appreciate it if you sent it to a friend or share on your social media if you think there's something in it that would be helpful for someone else. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And while you're there, I'd love for you to leave a positive review and rating. Until next time, my friend, I wish you all the best that life has to offer. Make it a great day. Today's episode is sponsored by Plantonic Cafe. Plantonic Cafe is 100% plant-based, offering fresh-made juices, smoothies, and foods using only organic ingredients. Everything in their menu is dairy and gluten-free. Their mission is to provide a safe and comfortable environment for those who suffer from food allergies or sensitivities, and to help everyone improve their health to live the best life possible. They are located in downtown Hartford at 46 North Johnson Street and can be found online at plantonic.com.